The time is 7:52 and Gail Conway is here with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. US President Donald Trump has secured a $600 billion commitment from Saudi Arabia to invest in the US. He's continuing his visit to the Middle East on his first diplomatic trip. It's a familiar start to his second term returning to the region, and once again, deals, investments and American economic benefits appear to be top of his mind. Here, a new report commissioned by the Arab-Irish Chamber of Commerce has identified the Arab world as a key region for trade for Irish businesses amid ongoing global volatility. Author of the report, economist Jim Power, joins us now to discuss his findings. Jim, why should Irish businesses choose the Arab world for increasing trade opportunities, and why now?
Well, I guess the timing couldn't actually be better, because we've seen since Brexit in 2016 and its eventual implementation, and also with the advent of Donald Trump in terms of the tariff policies, the corporation tax policies he may pursue, it's quite obvious that Ireland has an inordinate trade exposure to a small number of countries, over 32% of our merchandise exports, for example, to the United States. So I think trade diversification, foreign direct investment diversification, is absolutely essential in terms of risk management for the Irish economy at the moment. And if you look around the world at the potential markets, China's obviously one, Canada is another, but the Arab world also, you know, it's a massive population. That's the 22 countries I analysed for this report, massive population growth already, and 52.6% growth in population in the region by 2054. And they also export 90% of what they require. So it's a massive market that is crying out for trade.
So what specific opportunities are there for Irish businesses, for what industries, if there is up to a 90% reliance on imports in the Arab region?
Yeah, well, at the moment there's a dominance in pharma, medical and essential oils, perfumes and toiletries. But I think we can build up in areas like food and dairy, the equine industry, healthcare, particularly medtech, agricultural advice and consultancy, construction, education, renewable energy, developing infrastructure. There are already many Irish companies operating in that sphere in the region. Aviation, obviously, you know, we see Ryanair and the massive growth it has in the Moroccan market, for example, tourism, professional services. So I think there's a broad range of things. And while the multinational sector out of Ireland already has a significant exposure, I think the real opportunity here is for the export-oriented SME sector.
Human Rights Watch today said abuses were being committed on giant construction sites in Saudi Arabia and warned of the risks to migrant workers building stadiums for the 2034 World Cup. There are ongoing concerns on human rights and workers' rights in some Arab countries. Is there an ethical issue here for trading?
Well, I guess there's a couple of points that have been made. One is that opening countries up to trade, external relationships, does force progress. And if you look at how, for example, Ireland has progressed over 50 years as we become more integrated in the European Union. Secondly, I think for any Irish company doing business in the Arab world, you need to do your due diligence. You need to make sure that the companies you're dealing with are actually sound.
Sure. And has there been an increase in interest from Irish companies to explore doing business with Arab countries? And does it take long to cultivate relationships?
Yeah, I mean, Enterprise Ireland is doing a lot of work here trying to develop those markets for Irish SME exporters. The reality is that it takes time, you know, it requires patience. You really do need to understand the cultural norms and adapt and adjust to those. But it's patience. You build up relationships and you really do need to be aware of the cultural differences. But it's the same breaking into any external market. You need to understand exactly what happens on the ground there and adapt to that. So this is a long-term project, but I think it's one that's well worthwhile for Ireland because of this diversification issue, which I think Trump has certainly highlighted over the last 6 months.
Okay. Jim Power, economist and author of the report, Ireland's Economic Relationship with the Arab World. Thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.